Okay, hey everybody, this is Rob here, and Jason is with me, and we're going to be doing a playtest of my tower building game that I just pitched recently. And this is a kind of an early prototype of it. Not a whole lot of revisions. In fact, a lot of the ideas that we talked about in the show haven't been implemented yet. So it's a real basic approach to the game. Just to recap, what we're doing here is it's kind of a combination of a worker placement game and building a literal tower of cards and little wooden pieces. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I am the yellow player and Jason is the red player, and we each
Rojo.
And we each start with two worker pawns to start with. And I don't know, do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. No dice rolls in this game or anything. It's all just decision making.
Which is nice because it won't be super loud on the table.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I'll go first. And we want to start by, let's start with this hand of three cards, okay?
Excellent. These are floor cards, correct?
These could be anything. Floor cards, cards, attacks and defenses and bonuses. Okay.
Cool.
We can certainly talk openly about what we have in our hand if we want, or we can keep it secret. But what you're going to see on those cards, every card is going to have a cost and a value. The cost is how much money you're going to have to borrow from the bank in order to build that thing. The value, if you're looking at a roof card, is going to be a specific point value that it's worth at the end with a multiplier. Floor card is probably going to have a value of times one, which just means it's going to be adds one to your multiplier for your end scoring. Okay.
Okay.
Your floor cards or your bonus cards might also have additional bonuses that you might get, like an extra worker, or you can get an extra resource or something like that.
Can you remind me how the cost works?
The cost is basically, if we had the final game, of course, here, we'd have a score tracker. And so we'd be using a marker on a score tracker to say, I need to spend, I'll use an example, one of my cards. I have a roof card here that cost me eight. So mm-hmm. I need to borrow eight from the bank, $8, let's say, from the bank in order to build this roof. So I would have to basically take negative 8 points.
Okay.
Yeah, is the idea. Okay, I'll go first so we can get some motion here. I am going to start by putting one guy in the architect's office. That will get me one card. So it's your turn now.
I will start by putting one guy in the red office.
Okay, and I will put my next guy in the gray, or we'll call it black because that's the color piece.
I will put my next guy in the red office.
Oh, look at you. Okay. So, next, now we resolve. Okay, so you're going to get two red pieces. I get one black piece, and I get a card. Okay?
Cool.
All right. Take our pieces back, and now you go first.
Okay. I will put one in the black office.
Okay. I will put one in the red office.
I will put one in the black office.
Okay, and I will put one in the yellow office. And then we resolve.
Wait, never mind. Okay.
Okay, yeah. There. Okay.
All right.
All right. And now I go first again. I'll put a guy in the blue.
I'll put a guy in the bank.
The bank. Ooh.
So now how does that work? I can just say to the banker, I need this much?
No. Well, what you're going to do, in order for you to build your first floor, you first need to put resources on top of your foundation.
Oh, okay.
So you need one black, one red, one blue, one yellow first.
So let me change that move. Okay. I was looking at the floor that I had.
That's fine. You throw back two and take two because you would have, if you didn't understand.
No, that's fine. I'll keep what I have.
Okay.
I just want to put some, I don't want to put on the bank yet because that seems stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
So I put one on blue.
All right. And I'm going to put my other guy in the bank.
Okay. And I'm going to put my other guy on yellow.
Okay. And now we resolve. And I take a blue.
I get a blue and a yellow.
Right. And now I have these four resources, blue, yellow, red, and black, and I can set them up on my foundation card.
So I can do the same, is that correct?
Anytime you want, yep. But you cannot put a floor on because you don't have a guy in the bank, but I do. So with the bank,
I see.
I can now install a floor. It's going to cost me 12, so it's an expensive floor, but it's also going to give me plus one worker in the future. So I now have three workers.
That's until this floor gets covered, correct?
Correct. So I now have negative 12 points. So this is negative. This one's positive. So 12. So I have negative 12 points right now, and I have a floor installed. And on my next turn, then, I have three workers available to me because that's what that card gives me.
Right. So I get to go first this turn?
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to put a guy in the bank.
Okay. I am going to put two guys in blue.
I will put my other guy in red.
Okay, and I'm going to put a guy in the architect.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll take my two blues.
I'm going to take my red.
Yep. And I'll go ahead and take my card from the architect, and then you can build your floor.
Yes, so I'm going to do what you did here with this split here with minus and plus.
Yeah.
And my floor costs 8.
Okay.
I'm going to take a minus 8. I guess I could just put 8 there since it's a minus sign. And I'm going to build it. As you can see, spoiler alert, that's what I was trying to build. The pieces I figured, getting. So,
right. So now this floor is good for you. This floor, every time you put a guy in the yellow section to get a yellow piece, you're actually going to get plus one yellow piece.
Nice.
Every time you get one yellow, you're actually going to get two yellow. And if you have two workers in there, that means you're going to get four yellow instead of two.
It's pretty awesome. Okay. I like that.
All right. And now we have starting a new turn. And I will go first. I will put a guy in black.
I will put a guy in black.
I got a guy in red.
And I'm going to put a guy in yellow.
Ooh, yellow. And I'm going to put another guy in the architect.
I feel like I should probably be drawing more cards here. Only one person allowed in the architect at a time?
Two in every spot.
Oh, so you could draw two cards in a turn.
Right. Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But if I have three workers, I couldn't put a third worker in there.
Right.
Right. Okay, and now we resolve. So I'll take...
Are there any floors that say plus one card?
No. Not at the moment, but that's certainly an option in the future.
Ooh, maybe you could have a floor that gives you a bonus to the bank. Your next floor costs minus two.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taking two yellows and a black since I had my yellow floor up there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to set my stuff on my floor here because I don't have to build it yet, but I can still put my stuff on there, correct?
Yeah, you sure can, yeah. In fact, that's a good thought. I should do that too. And we're using these nice kind of flat round discs for these pieces because they're a little extra stable than cubes would be.
GameCrafter?
Yeah, thegamecrafter.com. I got these. It was about $20, including shipping. I got four different colors, 30 pieces each, and I got some pawns also to use as these workers.
Excellent.
So yeah, pretty reasonably priced.
Cool. So okay. Whose turn is it?
It's your turn to go first.
Okay. Hey, guess where I'm going to go?
Hey, I don't know.
Architect.
Whoa! Okay, I'm going to put two guys in black.
How'd you just put two guys down?
Because I'm putting in one spot, so...
Oh, right. So, like, Stone Age, you can put as many people in one spot as you want. In only one
place, right.
So I could have put two guys in the architect office.
Yeah, you sure could have. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if you, do you want it...
No, I'm going to put the other one in the bank.
Okay. And I'm going to put my third guy... in red.
Okay, so now we resolve.
Yep.
Okay, so...
You have a question about that card?
No, I was going to use it.
Okay, it's going to cost you money to use it.
Can I take negative? I mean, I'm in the bank, right? So...
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Sweet. Cost is 6. Says you lose a floor or minus 8.
Ooh.
Bam.
I'm going to take the minus 8.
I'm guessing so because it would cost 12. So
right.
So basically I put you at a net minus 2 there
because
I lost 6 and you lost 8.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I'm actually negative 20 in my total score right now.
I'm negative 14.
Ooh. And you take your due back. Okay. And now I go first again?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We need something to go back and forth to keep track of that, of whose turn it is, you know?
Yes.
Like Stone Age has that chieftain guy.
Needs to be a little construction hat.
Yeah, it that does. Doesn't it?
A little construction helmet.
Right.
Little bobblehead. There's your Kickstarter thing, Rob. Bobblehead.
Hey, bobbleheads.
Of you.
Okay, one guy in yellow.
Two guys in the architect office. No, just one there.
Just one? Okay.
Yeah.
And
faked you out.
Sure did. So what am I doing here? I want to do two guys in blue.
Other guy in the bank.
Okay.
Take my one. Hey, this is what I was looking for. Since I'm in the bank, I'm going to play a floor.
Okay.
Floor costs 10, but it gives me a plus 1 to any.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome,
I
think.
That is pretty awesome.
I don't know this game very well, but it sounds pretty cool.
Sounds good to me. Okay.
Now, plus 1 to any, that's just resources, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you go first again.
Okay. I shall put someone in blur.
Put them in blur.
Your turn.
All right, I'm just trying to think about what I'm doing here.
It's okay.
So, I want to... And I want to do... Okay. I'm going to put two guys in black.
Put my other guy in red.
And I'll put my third guy, the architect.
Okay. You and your third guy. You suck.
Mm-hmm. And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. So, I'll take two of those.
So I get to choose if I want plus two blue or plus two red.
Yeah,
because I don't get it from both, right?
You can take it from. You had one guy in blue, one guy in red.
Yeah.
So you can get an extra red and an extra blue.
Oh wow, that's powerful! I love it.
Yeah, because the idea is that you know if it was plus one yellow, you'd only get that at plus one yellow if you had a guy in the yellow area.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Sweet.
Okay.
Right, because if I did put two yellows there, if I get two guys on yellow, I would get plus four yellow if I was using...
Right.
Good point. Okay.
Got it. Okay. That's it. Back to me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put two guys in the bank. Ah, if I don't drop them. You see them down there?
Never mind me moving my mic stand. Two in the bank, so two you're blocking bank. Me, huh?
I sure am.
What a jerk.
I sure am.
Spoiler alert, I wasn't going to the bank.
I don't care. I was.
I'm going to put one in the architect's office.
Okay. And I'll put another guy in the architect's office.
And I will put a guy on black.
Okay.
Always bet on black. That's what Wesley Snipes said.
Did he now? Okay, so I'm going to build two floors here. First thing I'm going to build is going to cost me 8. So I'm at negative 28. And then I have and I just installed a floor that gives me plus one yellow, so I lose my worker bonus, but I'm building a second floor that gives me another worker bonus. Ta-da!
I feel like this deck is stacked because I drew another crappy card.
Did you? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I did shuffle, so you can blame me if you want.
Well, you were shuffling card stock, so
yeah, every day I'm shuffling.
I'm not gonna do it. I almost did.
I was trying to bait you.
I refuse the temptation.
Yeah. So I'm back to 3 workers now. Oh, and then that second floor cost me another 12, so I'm at negative 40.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm pretty deep in debt.
I gotta grab my two black here.
Yep.
Obviously you can see I'm not cheating since you can see the pieces I have.
Right.
Now I'm first, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, I'll put a guy in blue. Actually, I'm going to start with a guy in the architect's office.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I'm going to put another guy in the architect's office, too.
Put a guy in blue.
I'll do one in yellow, and you're out of guys, so I'll put one in blue also.
Okay. These cards are not helping me.
Sorry. Man. Yeah, I'm not getting what I wanted either.
So, my turn's done.
Okay, me too. Back to the thing then.
Who's first?
It's back to me?
I think so.
Okay. I'll put another guy. I'm going to put two more in the architect. Sorry.
It's all right. I will put... Well, I guess it doesn't matter because... Can't block me at this point. So I'll put a guy in red and a guy in yellow.
Okay.
I know you go in between there. But
yeah. Red. That's fine. Okay.
You know, it's kind of interesting, though, because your strategy right now is to block me, but all you're doing is giving me a ton of extra components.
It's true, yeah.
Because...
Right.
Now, granted, that may end up mattering. I don't know, so...
See, I've got these cards here that are allowing me to have the extra worker, so I'm able to get stuff faster than you right now.
Right.
But sooner or later, I'm going to be in trouble. Now, another thing, I need to put a hand size limit on, because I've got... 8 cards in my hand right now.
I only have 4.
You only have 4.
But they're all not useful.
I think going forward, I should say a hand limit of 8.
7.
7? Okay, we'll say
it's
7.
It's an odd number. It's a prime number.
Okay.
Isn't it? I think it is.
I don't know prime numbers. I don't know, man. Is it? Yeah, so I can't take any more cards then because I'm over my hand limit, so...
Okay.
I can discard one if you'd like me to.
I don't care.
Okay, well, we're figuring it out. All right, anyway. So I can't take any more cards.
My turn first, though, this time.
It sure is.
Sweet. 2 in the architect office.
Okay.
Because I could use some cards. Actually, yep. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I'll do that.
2 in yellow.
Okay. You got your third guy.
Oh, yeah, and 1 in black. Thank you.
Yep.
Wait for you to go again.
Okay, you're first this time.
I'm first this time. I'm going to put 2 guys in the bank.
Hate you. I will seize this opportunity to get a bunch more resources that I do not need. Put a guy in blue.
Okay. And I'll put another guy in red.
I'll put a guy in black.
Okay. This is, I'm sure, very exciting for our listeners at home. Okay, so I'm going to build 2 things here. I'm going to first build a floor that will cost me 4. So I'm at negative 44 points. And then I've got a blue and a yellow and a black. And I have a wild on this one. So I'm going to use a red for that wild. Are you taking pictures?
I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to spend... It's going to cost me another 12, so I'm down negative 66. No, excuse me, 56. I'm good at math. To build another floor.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, so... and that is it for me.
Now, do you need to have 2 guys in the bank to do 2 floors?
Yes.
Okay, I did not realize that. I thought you were just being a jerk.
Oh, no. So. Yeah, if I'm going to build 2 floors, I need 2 guys in the bank, yeah.
Good to know.
See, here's a problem that I have, though. Right now, I've got a lot more floors than you, but I'm also negative 56 points, okay?
Right.
So
if somehow I could figure out a way to end the game right now.
Well, the problem is that I'm holding out for bonuses, for bonus cards.
Right.
And I haven't gotten any yet.
Right.
So I'm in trouble. Because if I just put a roof on this right now, I'm not going to be in good shape.
True.
Yeah.
It's my turn, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Put 2 guys on black.
Arr! I put a guy in blue.
Were you looking for black?
I was.
Funny story.
Because I need one to put right there.
Funny story, bro.
Yeah.
And I only have 2 guys, so
that's right.
You
I
get to
forgetting.
Go twice.
And then I guess I'll do another... I'll do 2 reds,
Kay.
I guess. Throw these out here. Drop. drop. Okay, back to me.
I'm gonna steal the bank.
One guy in gray. Or black, rather. Your turn?
Yep. So two people can be in the bank, right?
Yep. Two in the bank.
Two in the bank.
All right, I'll take a blue and a yellow then also.
Okay.
Black, yellow, blue. So, thoughts so far is that this is kind of boring.
Actually, I'm kind of having a good time.
Are you?
Okay. I'm trying a new strategy out.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to attack you.
Uh-oh, you keep getting the attack cards, and I haven't gotten a single defense yet even.
So, minus 8 or lose the floor.
Lose the floor. Well, that 4 cost me 12, so I'm going to lose 8.
Yep, kind of what I thought.
Yeah, so I'm down to negative 64 points.
I'm at negative 30, but I only have 2 floors. All right, so my turn? I'm first?
Yes.
2 in black?
I do have 1 black, so...
I know.
Yeah, okay. What do I want to do? What do I want to do? Dang, I need a black. You're a butthead. Blue.
I'm done, dude. I have 2.
Oh, gosh, I put them both on black. All right. And 2 yellows then.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You're just getting all kinds of resources. Okay, so that's another thing that we talked about on the show is we need to have some kind of a limit on the number of resources that we put out there.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, fair enough.
I can't build anything, so I might as well get some resources, right?
Yeah.
So, no, this time I'll try and build something, unless you block me, which you may do.
No, I'm not planning on it. Because I need a couple blacks. So your turn.
Sweet. Two in the bank.
Okay, and I'll do one in the architect.
Okay. I'm going to build 2 floors. First one costs 4 and requires 2 blacks, a blue, and a red. The next one requires, so that's 12 total, because the next one costs 8.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I'm taking a minus 12, 42. Okay. And, yeah, so all right. I'm first this time.
Yep.
2 black.
Okay, 2 in the bank. And what do I need? I'll put another blue out there. Okay, you gonna take your 2 blacks?
I'm gonna take 4 actually.
Oh right, because you're getting your bonus there. Nicely done. Well, I'm gonna spend 6 for one of mine here to make you lose a floor or 8 points.
I'll take 8.
Okay.
You need to make that penalty worse.
I do. I desperately do.
Just because. 8 yeah. points is like cheaper than a floor. It should be like lose a floor or 20.
Yeah.
Like it should.
Yeah.
You should want to sacrifice to keep the floor. But like in your case, both times I played that, and even in mine, my floor costs 8. Yeah. So would I rather lose a floor and lose my plus 1 black bonus, which is being very helpful right now? For the listeners at home, there's 1 black left in the bin right now. Yeah.
But the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and put a roof on my tower here. Okay, and that's going to cost me 10. So that means I'm at negative 80 points.
So Rob's at negative 80.
Okay, and now I'm going to score this. Okay. I'm going to score this out.
What happens to all those resources? They go back in the pile?
They go back to the
Drats.
Resource board. Right. Okay, so Ruth and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, excuse me, foundation doesn't count. So 5. I have 5 floors. 5 times 5 is 25. So I get 25 points for that.
Okay, so the scoring system needs some
scoring help. Is messed up.
That's pretty funny. So, you're at minus 80.
right? Minus 80. 80 minus 25 now, is 55.
To be clear, 16 of those points are... No, 16, 22 of those points have nothing to do with the floor, but right. that still nets out. So you have got to do something about that.
Yeah, that's very broken. Okay. And maybe that's enough.
Five is a good value.
Yeah, five was the highest value for roof. So, okay, so maybe that's enough for our first playtest here.
That's cool. I mean, here's some thoughts about the game.
Yeah.
One, you felt like you were bored, but in the listeners probably felt like they were bored too.
Yeah.
Hopefully the banter was enough for them. But the game, I think, is actually really fun.
Yeah, okay.
I enjoyed this.
Okay.
There needs to be some caps, like, because what I was trying to do was I was trying to break the system by keeping you from having any black resources.
Yeah, right, obviously.
Because there wasn't much I could do.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, if I could just make it so that you can't build something,
right,
then that would be, you know, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
And I think you should be able to do that in the game. I don't think you should be able to stop people from doing that. Instead, I think you should have attack cards that make people not want to do that. You know what I mean? So... So we had talked on the show about maybe there being like a tax card that says if you have for every floor you have in your mm-hmm. current building over four, pay 10 points for every floor over four, right?
Okay.
That means that one person's not going to build a 47 layer tower and then, you know, win off just that one tower. That makes them think I need to build multiple towers, right?
Yeah.
Just the same, you could have a resource tax that says for every resource you have in your hand over five, pay minus two. Like, lose 2 points.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Yeah. This is exactly the kind of stuff that I need to start adding into and thinking
and
about.
And I was doing that because since I couldn't build anything, I thought, let's try and expose this flaw and see what happens. Because I was honestly curious what would happen if I got you to zero.
Yeah.
Like, what would happen with the game?
That would probably break the game.
So, well, and I didn't know. Like, because I thought you might be able to do something different.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the other thing that was a pain is that all the bonus cards ended up getting shuffled to the very bottom of the deck.
Oh, so that was the problem.
Right. So what I would have done here is if I'd had one bonus card in there instead of having five, I would have had 10. So 10 times 5 is 50. If I'd had two bonus cards in there, I would have had 15 times 5, you know.
So I think you need more bonus cards.
I need more bonus cards, yeah. They need to be bigger bonuses too, I think. And then the roof cards also, I think, need to give some kind of bonus, say, you know, plus one extra point for every blue or every red or every wild or something like that.
It would be nice, too, if you could choose to discard, like, if
yeah,
you could choose to discard cards to get more cards.
If you put a guy in the architect's office, yeah. You can discard and pick one up, maybe?
Yeah, so, like, if you put a guy in the architect's office, you get a card, right? Mm-hmm. But you also have the option to discard one additional card and get two cards then.
Sure.
So like you could get two cards total. The hand limit I think is good. Honestly, I really don't think there should be a resource limit.
No?
Because I think you just need to find ways in the game to make people not want to take too many resources.
Oh, so you're saying those taxes wouldn't necessarily be on resources in the tower.
Right.
You're saying the taxes are on resources
right.
you have in reserve.
Because if you had an ability to say, pick a color of resource, your opponent pays 5 points for everyone they have.
Of course.
I have like 15 blacks in my hand.
Okay.
I would lose the game because of that.
You're right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That I like that a lot.
Because why tell me that I can't play that way? Because if I want to play that way, yeah. right? I mean,
just make it unattractive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I like that a lot.
I think the base part of this game is actually really fun. I thought the game sounded cool when you described it, but it's more fun than I even anticipated, I think.
Okay. Well,
great. There's obviously some big flaws.
Big time.
I mean, the scoring, I think, is absolutely number one.
It's a mess, yeah.
You need to figure out a way to... The bonus, first of all, maybe every floor should just be times two. Like, or maybe every floor should count as two instead of one.
Mm-hmm. So on a base amount, I would have had 10 points, 10 times my five for the roof.
Which would have been 50.
50, which would have been a lot better.
You still would have been at a negative.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have been at a tragic negative.
Yeah, right.
Like, you would be out of business if you were building buildings at that rate.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
And then you get one bonus card in there, and now you're making a profit.
Yeah.
Not much, but enough to make it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think you probably need more bonus cards. I'm counting like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like less than 10, maybe
yeah,
10
I think there's
total.
8 there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you need 10 to 15 of those.
Yeah.
To really try
this
and get...
This is like a 70 card deck I think I have right now.
And what is it? What's 104? Is that a legit number for the?
I think so.
So right around there, the slightly over 100, it might be 108. That might be a better.
I don't want that big a deck though. I mean, I think I'm actually considering scaling this down to like a 60 card.
Okay. Deck. And if you did a 60 card deck, then I would keep 10 bonus cards in there, and you'd probably be good. Probably. That would mean 1/6. The attack cards, like we said, they needed to be worse.
Yeah, they need to be more dangerous.
I think attack cards that allow you to lose resources would be cool. Like resources that are currently in play.
Okay.
Whether or not. And I think that one thing that would be kind of funny reminds me of like Uno with, I have to say Uno, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between resources on the table and resources on your tower.
Yeah.
So it behooves you when you get a resource, when you get your four resources, to put them on your tower, even though you're not going to build then,
yeah,
to get them out there, to get them off your playing surface.
For sure.
Yeah, and the only other thing I thought was it would be cool if you had something that allowed you to, a bonus on a floor that said you get an extra card,
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, you get, every time you draw a card, you get an extra card. So you put two guys in the architect office, you're getting four cards. That's cool. It also might be cool if there was a big discount bank one. So like basically it's, you know, it's maybe it's an expensive floor,
okay,
but it's saying that your next floor is going to be like -4, right?
Sure.
So that lets you put that expensive 12 floor with your worker out there,
mm-hmm.
and know that you're going to get a discount for it. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are honestly, I think, the biggest suggestions. I mean, the game is actually pretty fun. It's simple. Like, it plays pretty
quick. I wanted it to be simple,
yeah. I mean, and it does. I mean, for what you're doing and the kind of the tactile thing of building and all the things you're managing, it's really simple on rules. And that's cool.
Okay, cool. All
right. No, I enjoyed it, man.
That's encouraging. Thank you.
And the nice thing about a playtest like this is we exposed flaws that are really easy to fix.
Yeah, that's true.
Not one of these flaws is tough to fix.
Yeah, I mean, right. Nothing is so fundamentally broken that it's
Right, then we have to say, wait, you got to rework that rule.
Ditch the
I mean, obviously,
thing.
Scoring is fundamentally broken.
Right, but
it's super easy to fix. Make everyone worth two, see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't work. Okay, let's make some worth two, some worth three, some worth one. You know what I mean? Mix it up a little more.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of ways you can do it. So. Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Good times.
Okay, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye now.